Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Larry Rountree. Larry's a starting running back for the Missouri football team and is one of the top players on a very talented roster, as he's rushed for over 2,700 yards in his career. Larry, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem.
Larry, we see this Missouri football team, some changes in the offseason, new coach, then hit with COVID-19, which has affected a lot for your upcoming senior season. But during this time off and this offseason, what have you been working on in order to get your game to where you want it to be for your final season of college football?
Everything, man. Working on mainly just being the ultimate teammate. You know, I'm a senior now, so I gotta help the other guys that's coming up. That's mainly what I've been doing. I mean, I know I work hard, and other stuff will take care of itself when you work hard. But I've really just been trying to focus on being the ultimate teammate, knowing that I'm a true senior, and I gotta lift these other guys up that's coming in, that's new, and gotta understand the system. Well, we all gotta understand it because it's new, but I'm a senior, so I'm supposed to play that role in helping young guys.
And Larry, going back to your freshman season, your true freshman season, you were one of the top running backs in the conference and the nation, especially as a freshman, over 700 rushing yards. Going into that first year, did you expect to see that much playing time?
No, not at all, man. Like, when I walked in the meeting room, it was eight guys. I saw Damari Ish, Nate Strong, Dawson Downing, Journey, Isaiah Miller, and a couple other guys, but just throughout that whole men's camp, Damari and Ish and the whole room worked together as collectives to help me get the offense and learn the swing of things.
Coming into that freshman season, you mentioned the running back group helping you out, but what do you think allowed you as a whole to make that transition? Because a lot of running backs, it takes them some time to get acclimated to college football. What do you think allowed you to transition so well?
I think what allowed me to transition was being a sponge. By being a sponge, I mean by soaking up all the coaching, all the critique that my coach told me what I need to do in practice. You know, as a freshman, you know, coming in, you don't know what to expect. So just me thinking, okay, Coach Ford is going to let me know what I need to work on to be a star player. But I just would say, as far as me listening, that really helped me a lot, because when I got on the field, I wasn't timid in anything, and I knew what to do. Because, you know, typical freshman, you know, you can't handle the pressure, don't know what's expected. But I knew what was expected of me when I got in the game, because I listened and I was ready to play when it was time for me to go in.
And Larry, just like when you entered freshman season, started freshman season, you were obviously helped by the upperclassmen, but now you're a senior, you're going to have to do that. So how are you going to work with the underclassmen?
Oh, man, it's the same way of Damari and Ish Witter helping me. Like, you know, you take them on your arm as brothers. You know, you all help each other. Like, coming in, like, you know, through conditioning, through film, through all that. Like, actually, even the practice, like, hey, what I got on this actually helped, you know, make it easy for them. Like, try to synthesize it in a way that they'll know, so they'll know the play. Little things like that. Like, that's what you got to do as a playmaker in general. Like, you have to help others. Because if you don't help others, that looks selfish upon you, because when you leave, then they go, all right, what did Larry do, like, as a teammate? What did he help you do? Did he bring positive energy every day? Did he talk to you? Did he ask you how your family doing? Like, stuff like that, that matters. You know, that brings a team together. You can't just expect a guy to have the control of the room when he doesn't talk to anybody. You know, you got to earn that. You got to earn that respect.
Larry, keeping with the idea of being a leader and a high quality teammate, and what activities do you guys do as a running back group off the field? We know things have been a little different because of COVID, but in general, how important are doing things outside of football for chemistry and understanding of your other guys in your group?
Well, we go out to eat. We go out to eat with our coach and stuff like that. But that's really mainly what we only do. But since COVID, you know, it's been different. You know, we can't really, you know, we can really hang out with each other. Really, you know, we're better off hanging around each other because, you know, every day we get screened and stuff like that. So some people just rather social distance, but we're in different times now. But I remember my freshman year, like, I would just hang around DeMarre all the time and just try to soak up all the information I could get on the future. Because I remember when I was a freshman, DeMarre told me, he was like, "You're going to rush for 1,000 yards. And I was like, "Dude, be quiet. No, you're no, I'm not." And it happened. And then after that, I just was like, wow. Like, you know, he told me everything that was going to happen before it happened. So it was kind of like, you know, crazy. Like, I look at DeMarre as like a big brother, a mentor that helped me throughout my college career. And now, like, I'm a senior now, so I know what's expected of me and what I'm supposed to do to the younger guys that come in because, again, they're freshmen. Like, they don't, you know, it's a new experience for them. But once they get it, they'll be fine. But as you being a leader, you got to lead them by example and actually show them, like, okay, this is what we do. So I would say that's really what I think you have to do as a senior. Show the example. Instead of just, and you can speak all you want to, but you have to actually live it and show it.
Larry, without a doubt, single-handedly, the SEC, one of the top conferences in the nation, if not the top, going up against a lot of top talent. How do you think that makes you a better player, knowing that you're going up against these top players week in and week out?
It's a very different mindset. You know, last year, you know, you have Sun Belt Conference, SEC, and then you have, you know, a bye, stuff like that. But this year, man, every game, it'll feel like, you know, how you get to the NFL, every NFL game is like, this is the real deal. That's kind of basically how, it's not going to feel like the NFL, I would say, but I'll say as far as scheduling-wise, every game you have to be locked in. It's not going to be a game where you can just, okay, we got them this week, you know, then another conference, we should beat them. No, this year, every week, you got to be on a disciplined mindset to get your mind ready to play a high-quality football team, because SEC is the best conference, and you're going to get full on display of the best talent in the world. That's in the SEC.
How have you been trying to relay it to those younger guys that this isn't like a normal season, like you mentioned, not playing some of these other out-of-conference games, but this is SEC as a whole?
I say that you'll give them a little wink of it. Like, I'll be like, hey, man, wait till your first SEC game. You know, I'll try to give an example, like, hey, my first year I was at Georgia and I caught my first kickoff return. Like, it's you know, it's not going to be like that this year due to COVID, but it's still going to be an SEC game regardless, you know, of how many fans are there. But I would say, like, that's going to come through over time of just getting ready, like, hey, you know, this week, like, you know, it's a serious week. And letting them know, like, you know, every game that we play is a serious game. This is all conference. This is not no, again, like I said, Sun Belt, none of that. No, this is SEC. Every game you got to bring.
Larry, coming from North Carolina, can you talk a little bit about the recruiting process, what that was like for you, and why you ended up choosing Missouri?
My recruiting process, I only had 6 offers. I was a 3-star. I didn't play varsity till my junior year. But my school has generated, like, 2 great backs. Keith Marshall, he played for Georgia, played with Todd Gurley. His brother, Marcus Marshall, left and played for James Madison University and Georgia Tech, and then me. So, I mean, the school is a running back school, you know what I'm saying? And we got Bucky Brooks. Bucky Brooks went to my school. So, I mean, I would say Millbrook as a whole has generated some great players. And I was just honored, you know, to be, you know, on that list because, you know, me going into high school, you know, you don't know what's expected. You know, I'm just playing football at the end of the day. I'm just running, you know. But I think my junior year, everything changed when, you know, that first varsity game. I think after that, it was, you know, I wanted to leave a legacy there and leave with my name on the wall and in the classroom and knowing that when I leave Millbrook, I was a good person off, on the field and off the field, and I helped others. But my recruiting, I only had six offers. I only had App State, James Madison University, North Carolina A&T, Miami of Ohio University, Boston College, and Mizzou. And Mizzou was my only SEC school, so I was just, you know, when I came on my visit, it felt like home. And my class was there. That really was kind of made me, you know, when you go on a recruiting visit and you with a certain amount of guys and y'all have a connection already and a bond, you already want to, you know, go to the school. Be like, hey, man, I can't wait to play with my guy that I met on my recruitment day. So it just flew by, man. Like I only took one official visit and I was locked in. I committed a day later. I talked to my mom about it, and it's in the history books from there.
Since coming to Missouri, Larry, how do you think that this program and school as a whole has set you up for success on the football field in the future and life after football?
I mean, since I've been here, I've learned a whole lot about life, football, and academics. I would say me being here in Missouri, you know, I'm 14 hours from home driving, but my mama drives up here all the time. But, I mean, honestly, it's just been, I think, it was meant for me to come to Mizzou because I wanted to go to North Carolina. But well, I guess it wasn't meant for me to go to North Carolina because I was close to home. So I think Missouri allowed me to grow up and mature a lot more and be a man and learn how to take care of my responsibility.
Larry, we see your talent on the field, but also in the classroom, you excel. In 2018, you were awarded SEC Academic Honor Roll. Obviously, the NFL isn't there forever. So how important are maintaining good academics to you?
I would say me coming from high school, I would say high school was harder than college, but that's because of, I would say the system, the support system. Like when you get to college, you have a system, like you have tutoring and they will help you, but you got to help yourself. Like when I got to college, and they said, all right, come here this time, do your work, and you'll be done. Okay. As long as I have, like, a support system, I'm good. And when I came to college, I was good. And after that, I was like, college is hard, but as being a student athlete, but I would say as the academics part, like, every SEC school has an academic department that is going to help student athletes be successful. But again, the athlete has to want to be successful. So I would say, as far as me, I would say coming to college, it was easier because, again, like, it's the sports system. All I got to do is come here, do my work, leave. Okay, cool. So I would say that was college really not that hard. The only thing that's hard, again, is just the student athlete, balancing both. But as you get older, you learn how to time management and know what you got to do throughout the week and learn what you must do mandatory to in order to get your football done and your academics done at the same time. So I would say college is not the academics part is not that hard. It's just you locking in and focusing on what you need to do throughout the week.
Larry, academically, what are you studied in college in terms of a major? And do you have any career aspirations for life after the NFL at this point?
I was stumbling around a little bit when I first got to college. I went from child development, communication. Now I'm sociology. So I'm a social major. Whatever I do that can help with kids, I'm good with that. But as far as career, man, I'm going to get in some movies, man. Y'all going to see me in some movies one day, man.
And Larry, what do you feel that this Missouri football team has to do next year to win the SEC and make it to a bowl game?
We got to be disciplined. We got to be one sound. We got to be on one accord. We have to be together. We have to learn because this year is going to be the weirdest year ever in college football because, again, you got students that are in college. And, again, like, we can social distance, but, again, we go to class. And this year, if you test positive for COVID, you can't play for two games. So this year, it's really going to be on who is more disciplined enough to stay inside, social distance, and think selfless of themselves to go out and have fun and stay in and be on one accord with the team and not go out and make a decision that will that you regret and that you won't be able to go, come back from. Because you missed two games, you know, you missed two games. So I would say, as far as Mizzou, we have to be on one accord. We got to be together. And we have to be, again, one sound. Well, I mean, one sound, I mean, we all know one goal and we know what to do. Decisions that kill us. And actually, we can make decisions that actually help us in the end, rather than that one little detail at the beginning of the game that comes back to hurt you. I would say that's the main thing we have to do this year, is just focus on the little small details that will help us win a game. And we'll be fine.
Larry, talking about the small details, film watching has become a huge aspect, as it always was with collegiate football, running backs as a whole. How is your studying habits in terms of watching film? How have they changed over the course of your career, and how have they gotten better?
When it comes to watching film, I would say when I first got there, you know, in high school you watch film, but you don't, you know, what front the defense is. What blitz? Is this a cat blitz? Is this a nickel edge blitz? Like, you don't really go over that stuff. So when I got to college, you know, my coaches, you know, any coach is gonna help you understand what you're looking at, what front it is, and it's gotten better over the time. I know right now, like, I'm not at my best. I can always have improvement on watching film until I'm like Luke Kuechly on the offensive side and know which guy's blitzing, then I'll know I'm good on film. But I would say, as far as me getting better on film, I think I've gotten better, but I'm not where I can be better. But that'll come over time, you know, as I grow as a football player mentally.
Larry, we all know this is going to be one of the more interesting seasons of college football. The fact that there are going to be no fans there, how much of a difference maker do you think that's going to play on this Missouri football team?
I mean, really, again, I told you, this is going to be a weird year, not only for Mizzou, for everybody, but again, we can't make excuses on, again, you know, we come there to play and win a game. Whoever wins, whoever loses. But you can't look at that as an excuse, you know, to why is that, you know, making your play different, not having fans. I would love to have fans this year, but I just think right now, you know, with this COVID stuff going on, it's going to be weird. Again, it's going to be a weird year. Again, it's going to be on who is one sound discipline and that can block all that out and still go out there and play and win a game.
Thinking about the SEC, Larry, you get to go up against some incredible teams. Is there a team that you enjoy playing most, or an atmosphere, like the away games you look forward to? It? Is there another team that makes you be like, all right, this is a game I really want to win?
Arkansas, I love playing against. I'm going to shout out to Suter. He graduated. He was number 8. He played for Arkansas. He was linebacker. He used to have wars, man, like my junior year and my senior year. So it was kind of a good game because me and him were always going at it. Literally, it'd either be me and him in the hole, you know, and it would be straight, you know, the whole game. Just impact off the impact, hitting each other and having fun with it, actually, not just out there playing football, actually talking, you know. But again, it's a game, so I understand that he's going to go hard and I'm going to go hard too. We're all trying to win. But I would say Arkansas is probably a fun game for me because I like the again, it's our rival game, so you want to win that game. But playing against Scooter, he was a low man. He was a very impactful player on their defense.
Larry, when thinking about the future of this Missouri football team, a lot of talent, is there an underclassman, a freshman or sophomore who's caught your eyes but hasn't gotten the immediate attention yet, and one that you feel should be on draft radars pretty soon?
All of them, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. All of them are very, very good. You know, they're coming in, they're learning what they need to do, but I really can't say that right now because we haven't had pads on yet, man. So I can't really say that because, you know, if I say one name, somebody gonna be like, man, you didn't say my name. I'm like, see, that's all I can say. But I'm not gonna say no names, man, because I don't got time for the freshman to be like, man, you ain't saying my name. So I would say, as a whole, their class is good on both categories, defense and offense.
That's good to hear. And thinking about where you're at this point in your career as one of the best players in college football, but the NFL insight, hypothetically, if you could be trained by one player currently the NFL or even someone retired, who would it be and why?
Okay, if I wanted to get a ball thrown to me, like work on with a quarterback along, it's Cam Newton. I'm sorry. It's Cam Newton. I'm from Carolina. I'm a Cam Newton fan before he was at Carolina. So I would say if I want to get trained one-on-one with QB, it's Cam Newton. But if I want to get trained by, as far as like a running back, I honestly would want to get pointers from all of the guys. And you know, the sad truth is one of them's not even, you know, here no more, the great Walter Payton. I would want to get some pointers on what I could do to elevate my game. Barry Sanders, LT, Eric Dickerson, Marshall Faulk, all those guys, I would love to get input on what I can do to elevate my game to help me be every down back. You know, I would just I got so many favorites, man. I can't even tell you one guy, because I want to get pointers from every single one of my favorite RBs. But if you want me to be serious, who I could get pointers from, I'm gonna go with Herschel Walker, Marcus Dupree, and Bo Jackson, and Walter Payton. There you go.
Larry, do you think that there is when you watch film on players in the NFL, is there one that you feel you play similar to?
The guy from, I'll say Jamal Charles, and the guy from the Seahawks, Carson.
Yeah, Chris Carson, yeah.
Yeah, him. I'll say him and Jamal Charles.
Two good ones at that. And we know it's a little ways away, but has it crossed your mind at all signing an NFL contract? And what would be the first thing you would want to do with a signing bonus?
What would I do, man? You know what? I ain't gonna lie, man. I would save that money, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. That money going straight to the bank. I saved my money, man.
Very good answer, Larry. And for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
I would say just understand that the running back position is not an easy position, and that at the end of the day, when you're on the field and it's 11 guys trying to get you, that is why everybody wants to play running back. Everybody wants to play running back. But it takes a certain amount of guts when you got 11 guys trying to get you. And at the end of the day, we do have linemen and we do have receivers. But so I would say just try to elevate your game as much as possible. And again, be a sponge and learn how to listen and listen to coaches to critique your game, because that might be the little bit of critiquing that you need. But understand that critiquing is not criticism. Like I say always, the coach's been on this earth longer than you. He's been seeing a lot, a whole lot. So if he can take the chance to help you, listen to him and try it, and it might help you. So I would just say be a sponge and learn how to soak up all the coaching you can get from any coach, no matter where they're from, and be an ultimate teammate to your peers, and the young guys coming up.
That was Larry Rountree with the Missouri football team. We really appreciate all your time and insight, and wishing you best of luck in this upcoming season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.